Blog Talk Radio.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
Bigger and better to entertain you all with all my special guests.
I took before we start to introduce my guest, who's UK-based, Lynn Smith. Just a reminder to those of you who want to join in to this show, you can simply call on 516-453-5127. That's 516-453-5127. Or you can scroll down onto my profile and you'll like to see the chat room is open already now live. You don't need a password. You just put your simple nickname in and you'll be in the chat room. Okay, so this is a 30-minute show and I'm going to bring in my special guest by the name of Lynn Smith. Let's see. Hello, Lynn. How are
you? Hello, good evening, Trevor. It's evening here in our part of the world, so I don't know if that's the same way your guests and other listeners are, but it's a very good evening to you.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Lynn, for coming on. And I think you're going to entertain us tonight to talk about relationship. And it's going to be very interesting because before we introduce more in depth about it, we have a couple of things that question to those of you who are listening to the show now. The question will be, have you been in and out of relationships and never understood why they never worked out? Or are you already in a relationship and know if not at all could be? So are you stuck in a rut and afraid that same old pattern of behavior are going to lead you to being hurt again? Well, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, my special guest, Lynn Smith, is the Queen of Hearts, international relationship coach and expert, and she's going to entertain us and share with us for ladies only to look at inner goodness of your relationship. Okay, Lynn, so want to quickly introduce yourself and let people know who you are, and then we'll go straight into the rest of the show.
Okay, I've been an intimate relationship coach now for 10 years, and that started, a very, very long time ago. I've been in education for over 30 years, but my interest in relationships has been more or less right through my adult life, and especially during the last 10 years, I've really delved a lot into it and studied it, and I've really, really got to the point now where I just want to share that information to as many women as possible, because I want all the women in the world to have that ultimate intimate relationship with their man, and I just can't wait to get the information out there that's going to make that happen.
Excellent, Lynn. I'm sure everybody's getting ready to receive your information. For those of you, get your pen and paper ready, because we're going to be giving lots of information about relationships. Okay, Lynn, what I've noticed, you've come up with a very interesting title, and a very strong one. The title obviously has a lot of explanation and meaning. You've called it Unlash Your Inner Goodness. Now, just to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about what Unlash Your Inner Goodness means?
Yeah, I've come up with the Unleash Your Inner Goddess because I really feel these days that with the modern world the way it is, that women have lost their true natural femininity and that they don't really live in their natural feminine energy. And what I've actually learned on this journey is that since the human race began, we all possess masculine and feminine energy, and regardless of our gender and regardless of whether we're in a female or male body, we all have a natural, more dominant energy, which is our gender identity. That's what we are at our true authentic core. And so for us to have friendships, we need to have things in common with other humans. In other words, we need to have similarities to create connection. And most people are prepared to settle for this in our intimate relationships. And usually it's because we perceive it's socially acceptable to be the same, or because we have fears attached to our past negative experiences in our previous relationships with men. But for there to be actual real passion and fulfillment in your intimate relationship, you need to actually have complementary differences. This is what I mean by the masculine and feminine energy, but there needs to be a sexual polarization of positive masculine and feminine energies present. And the more extreme on the masculine and feminine ends you are on the scale, the more passion and the more intimacy you'll experience in your personal relationship. Everybody actually does know this to be true, regardless of their sexual orientation. It's just that most of us end up settling for connection instead. And for the most part, this has happened because of conditioning. You know, we've been educated to live more in our masculine energy. We've been parented to live more in our masculine energy. We've been conditioned by modern society to live more in our masculine energy. And the reason being is because we've used men as role models to strive to succeed within the workplace. And that's fine. That's all well and good. I don't say that we shouldn't be doing that. That's absolutely not what I'm saying, or that we shouldn't be striving to reap the rewards of all the things that we've gained on the back of feminist activity over the last few decades in terms of, you know, the women's right to vote and, you know, women in business and women actually being a lot more confident and independent. I'm saying that that's great, but that needs to be outside of your intimate relationship, that masculine energy that you embody outside of your intimate relationship needs to stay at the front door. And then once you're behind closed doors, it's time to come back and reclaim your feminine energy. And that's what I mean about educating and sharing with women how to unleash their inner goddess, because what I'm really saying is step back into your true feminine natural self when it comes to your intimate relationship.
Wow, interesting, because I've been monitoring and researching. There seems to be an increase of people being single, women being single. Now, that's increased in the last couple of years now, and it made me want to question, why are there so many people being single? Why are there so many women who are still looking for the first Mr. Right, as it be known? What is it that got wrong? Is it because we have lost our passion in relationships? So, if so, why have we lost our passion in our relationship then?
I think it's like I said before, you know, women have rightly strived for equality in areas such as voting and rights and education, work and pay, etc., which is great. However, some of us have also learned through the ways we've been parented and educated and influenced by society in general how to succeed in these areas by using men as our role models. And therefore, we've been conditioned to tap into our masculine energy. And it's by displaying these masculine traits and characteristics in the belief that we're going to succeed in the modern world that we've actually carried that behind our closed doors. And, you know, these masculine habits are all well and good and be very useful to us in the, you know, in such as the, our workplace environment or if we're in a fearful or dangerous situation. But we don't need to live permanently in our masculine energy. If we want to create passion and intimacy in our personal and private relationships with men, it's not going to happen if we're trying to connect with him like we, you know, like we're acting as if we're another male. And it, you know, quite often we are unconsciously trying to turn him into a male version of ourselves, and then wondering why we're not attracted to him anymore. You know, the answer is that we need to be accessing and learning how to be our true, authentic feminine self. And there's a lovely quote that found, you know, to do with a study by Brines that said that the less gender differentiation, the less sexual desire. In other words, in an attempt to be gender neutral, we may have become gender neutered, so to speak, in our modern society. And I think this is affecting our relationships and why there is, you know, high rates of divorce, higher incidences of women being single parents or being single for long periods of their life and not wondering why they're attracting the right man in their relationship. And also, you know, I do think it has an impact when it comes to domestic violence as well. You know, I do think, you know, as a result of us living and stepping into our masculine energy, that creates conflict. And obviously that's not great for relationships. And, you know, I do feel that, you know, on the back of the information that I can share with my clients and the women on the call is that, you know, we can actually reduce these incidences of domestic violence, we can reduce the divorce rates, and we can certainly reduce, you know, the incidences of suicides within both sexes. Because I think, you know, a lot of the mindset that goes around having a great relationship is badly affected if that relationship isn't right. And, you know, it makes me so sad to see relationships failing, when I know that if, you know, women could learn these skills and these tools and these techniques, then we could lessen the instances of those sorts of negative impacts that we see in our relationships.
Yeah, Lindsay, what's interesting is I come to understand that what you've done here, you can always combine your personal relationship as to what you went through personally as well. And it makes your program very effective because people can relate to the kind of walk and talk experience as to what you've been through as well. So, in a nutshell, can you tell us a little bit about your own personal history and what made it so interesting for you to do this kind of program?
Well, my personal history is a very harrowing one, and I must apologize if I must warn people that, you know, what I'm going to say, it can be quite shocking, but I'll try and sort of tone down the language that I use. But, you know, for me personally, in my teens, I went through quite a few horrible sexually I can't even get my words out, you know, it's quite harrowing for me to even speak about, but, you know, traumas at the hands of men, let's put it like that, is the best way I can describe it, and I think everybody can sort of put their own educated guess as to what that entailed. So on the back of that, I knew, you know, that going forward, as a result of those traumatic experiences, that I wanted to protect myself, you know. And I think any woman that's been hurt at the hands of a man, you know, whether it's physically, sexually, or verbally, or emotionally, their natural tendency is to want to protect themselves. And whilst we're doing that, we naturally then go into our default energy, which is our masculine energy, on the back of that, and, you know, want to be in control of our relationship. And that's exactly, you know, how it was for me, is that I had this invisible suit of armor that I was wearing for most of my adult life, and I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. And I was wearing that, you know, all the time, more or less. And it was a form of protection, but it actually meant I was, most of, quite often, living in my masculine energy to control my relationship.
Well, and I think this is where your experience can make a lot of difference for what you are providing as a course to help women to step up who come out of those kind of conditions. And I think it's about results. And I think your program is bringing the results. And this is one of the reasons why we're interviewing you, because I've seen how you have so much impact in other people's lives due to what you've personally been through. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about relationships. And I understand it's ladies only, but men can learn too. And what we're going to do, we're going to have a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with our special guest, Lynn Smith.
Do you feel stuck in some way and unsure of how to move forward? Call 0121 411 950. Log on to www.StatElite Coaching.com. Let Stat Elite Life Coaching help you break through your limitations.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to continue with Lynn Smith, UK-based, who's going to be talking to us about relationships. Now, many people around the world are looking for a partner or a better relationship with whoever they may be with, and Lynn is the ideal lady who's able to give you some insight. So what we're going to do, we're going to move straight on to the program, because it's a 30-minute show. And Lynn, you've covered quite a lot of things in a short space of time. I think it was the idea of women finding themselves again. Now, what I understand is you have trained, you have trained within the relationship industry. Now, tell us a little bit about that.
I think what sort of, I suppose, drove me to sort of really want to get into the relationship was that industry and, you know, want to find out more about how men's minds work and how women's minds work and why that's so different and why that's important for us to know, is because I was previously married for 23 years, and in that marriage I was happy enough, you know, it was a good relationship, but I didn't have passion and I didn't have the sparks flying. And you know, he was a good guy, but what I realized in hindsight was that, like I said before, I was just controlling that relationship. I was wearing the trousers, basically. And then once I'd ended that relationship, because I was so craving the desire to have that passion and really deep intimacy and feel alive in a relationship, is that... perhaps I could have salvaged that relationship had I known that I was being that controlling masculine energy in that relationship. But as it happened, not long after ending that relationship, I met my soulmate, Paul. And, you know, we did have those sparks flying. We did have that passion. We did have that intimacy. And as a result, I really went on a massive, big learning journey to find out how I can really maintain that and keep that going. And so I really heavily invested in the likes of all the world's leading industry relationship experts, the likes of Tony Robbins, who's a peak performance coach and relationship coach. John Gray, who wrote Men are from Mars and Women are from Venus. Tony and Nikki V, who are UK relationship experts. And Laura Doyle, who's a master intimacy skills coach. And Kristen Carter, who's a dating and relationship coach. They're just a few of the people that... I've invested heavily in over the last 10 years, and I've literally spent tens and thousands of pounds on those programs and on those trainings, just so that basically my clients and future clients don't have to, because I was just so driven and so passionate about learning all I could. So you may be wondering, in my intimate relationship now with Paul, was that all sweetness and light from the word go? Well, actually, no, it wasn't. We did end up having some conflicts. And the reason for those conflicts was that occasionally I was still stepping into my masculine energy. And with Paul being such an alpha male and oozing testosterone and being very comfortable in his masculine energy, that obviously caused conflicts, because all he could feel sometimes within our relationship was another masculine energy in the room. So it took me quite a few years to learn the lesson that, Lynn, this is the reason why this is happening, and this is why you're getting that repeat lesson of these conflicts. And I had to learn to use my feminine nature, my feminine skills that I've now got 100% in place, to actually get the calm and the peace that I've now got in my relationship and had in my relationship now for some many years. And I do need to make sure that I share this with others. Like, I really am so passionate about wanting to share these skills with other women and get this information out there. Because I've literally been through both sides of the scale, the relationship that was lacking in passion and wasn't fulfilling, to then having the passion, but then the conflict as well within that relationship, and then learning how to deal with that conflict, now having the passion but with the peace and the calm. So that's the stage that I want to get for everyone in all their relationships.
Absolutely amazing. One of the things that come to me while you were talking, Lynn, is there's a big word after what you've been through, and you're now demonstrating how other women can overcome the conflict in relationships. One of the words I want to put to you, was forgiveness the hardest thing for you to do after all that you've been through?
Can you repeat that, Trev? I didn't quite catch what the last question was.
Okay, so for what you've personally been through, you've testified that, and you told us many conflicts you did have as to relationships and man controlling you. One of the biggest words that stands out is forgiveness. Was that a hard part for you to forgive yourself and to move forward, or was it an area that you found you struggled and you didn't know how to do it until you realized you had to let go? How was forgiveness helped you? Was it hard to let go?
Yeah, I did have to forgive and let go, but one of the also the biggest lessons as well for me was learning to love myself as well. You know, there's a lot of negative feelings attached to past traumas that I was hanging on to that I realized, you know, and as well as letting go and being forgiving and learning to somehow see those events as being positive, and I don't mean that lightly. You know, you can take positives from serious traumatic events in that you can know that, for me anyway, that was my calling in hindsight, to be able to empathize with other women that have been through that sort of type of thing and also be able to help them and know that they could come through as a survivor and not a victim. I hate the word victim. I don't label myself and never have labeled myself as a victim. I want to know that women like myself can survive these things and be the survivors and still be the true core feminine selves that they want to be in their intimate relationships and feel safe and secure in that.
Right. The reason why I ask that is because when people go through certain conflicts, especially in relationships and women, and they're going from one relationship to another relationship, that takes a lot of burden to turn around and say, you know what, I forgive myself and I forgive the person for what they did. Now, with you, now, Lynn, this is where your whole experience is going to make your course very effective, because people like to relate to something that actually happened. And from what you've been through, this takes us on to the next question. And I understand that. How do people find more about you, Lynn? Because I believe you've got something in the pipeline for people to get involved and learn from these experiences. What do you got in place, Lynn?
Yeah, I've got a webinar coming up tomorrow night, in fact, so it's quite short notice that's coming up tomorrow night, and it's 7:30 UK time. If you'd like to find out more information about that, then they can contact you or they can contact me at Lynn, that's just L-Y-N, at hunkycaveman.com. And the reason it's Hunky Caveman is because that's my nickname for my soulmate, Paul. So I named my business, my relationship coaching program, after him. So if you email me at Lynn at hunkycaveman.com, I can send you the webinar link. Or Trevor can do that as well, if people can let you know, Trevor. And also, if you wanted to go to the hunkycaveman.com website, you can also download a free report as well. And I'll be able to send you some more gems and some more information on the back of that as well.
Okay. Wonderful. And thank you so much indeed for your time and for your input. And I'm sure everybody who's listening wanted the opportunity to call in, but due to time didn't allow us. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you, Lynn, for coming on.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that, Trevor.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard the email. If you want to email us and join us tomorrow, please do join us tomorrow at UK time. Okay, everybody, until next time. Don't rest until you become the best. Thanks for listening.